Hey Jason, how's it going?
Hanging in this whole home care, long-term care thing is tricky.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It sounds like a lot of people are dealing with that right now, which is a bummer, to say the least.
Yeah.
Hey,
Well, I guess we're lucky enough to get that far. We end up facing
Ian.
it.
Right, yeah. You know, it's good. It's a good thing in some ways, but I guess it's inevitable that it'll come to that. But
Yeah.
hopefully, you can find a good solution, and I don't know, be supportive of each other during it. Right.
Yeah. It's tough, but yeah. So, and this is a nice distraction in a way.
Oh, good. We're good at providing distractions here, I guess. Ian, how are you holding up over in the deep snow?
Oh, doing all right. Yeah, it's snowing a bunch more today. Another snow day for school, so yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I know it's been like four in the last week. I mean, counting last week, but yeah, it's not
That's a lot
ideal.
to, yeah. Are they giving your kid like actual snow days, or does he have to do like remote learning
No,
and stuff?
actual Sundays.
Wow.
Yeah. We had actually one of this, I think possibly the snowiest day ever here, like going back to the 40s kind of level.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. It seems like the winter of my childhood here, like snow comes up to your knees on the, outside and everything. I can never tell though if it was just when I was a child, I was a lot shorter, so it seemed like there was more.
Hey Kurt, how are you doing?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Not
Do you
going
guys get
anywhere.
any snow?
Yeah, so we got. It started snowing Saturday night, I guess. Yeah, and we woke up to like about a couple inches of snow, and then as the day went on, it very quickly turned into sleet. So, but it just sleeted just like all day, so it just like piled up like all these little tiny ice balls. So it looks like
Ew.
snow, but it's mostly just ice. So. I still haven't gotten my drive fully clear because it's not, you can't just dig it. You have to like break it up first, and then you can like shovel the chunks of kind of like low density ice, but it's like it's all over the, everything. But
That is
we didn't lose power or anything
terrible.
like that. So I mean, like if it had been like freezing rain instead of sleet, then I think we'd have like a lot of people out without power. But because it stayed cold enough that it wasn't like coating everything, it was just piling up. The power stayed on, so that was good because I was not able to get my generator working, even though I spent most of Friday hacking on that thing. So
Well, I guess that's good. And I know Julia didn't lose power yet either, so I'm glad to hear that. Just the seems like more of the ice kind of stuff than the actual snow. So, okay, we got another version of Jason. I was just looking at Jakob's calendar and it looks like he's not going to be able to make it, so I guess we can get started here. Let me just share. If I can find the share button. Wow. Okay. What do we got going on here? Okay. Ian, anything fun going on?
Yeah, I got two things, I guess. Oh, Okay, yeah, I'm working on creating these Folio tenants in Reshare 2 environment. And I will deploy Ramsons in Reshare 2. Yep. And then the other thing is the directory app in the Reshare 2 namespace isn't working correctly. Jason and I were chatting about that a bit yesterday. It's not creating its own database when enabled, I believe, because it's crashing into the mock, the broker, the mock. I think the mock.
Right, so the migrations aren't running
Right.
because you're pointing it at the same database as the broker is using, and the
Right.
migration thingy uses the same tool as the broker. And so it looks at the broker's version for what migration was applied. And it's like, oh, well, it's version 15. Well, where's that? And so it gets confused and doesn't create any tables at all. And then when it tries to run, it's like, there's no tables.
Right, so we'll need to. I can just give it its own database for now, but I think what we'll need to do is figure out a way to, or at least make a conscious decision. I think it would be beneficial to run it all in the same database because MetaDB wants things in the same database. So if we want to consume directory stuff in MetaDB, then we have to figure out a way.
I think really we just need the ability to pass in a schema name and have it use that schema name.
Yeah,
I'm not sure how straightforward that necessarily is, though. It might actually be more fiddly than you might
because
expect. Because I think you have to actually. Pardon?
it's not like JDBC. There's a Go thing that's like that or whatever.
Right, so it just depends on what the API is for some of those layers around the database, whether they give us a way to have a schema or, because I think it's like, is it search or something like that? Like, you can either specify the schema every time you like specify which table you want to work with, like schema dot table name, or I think you can run a SQL statement for like set search or something. I can't remember what it is, but like. Something not quite immediately obvious to the schema that you want to apply to all subsequent SQL commands. So you might actually need to explicitly run that SQL statement when you create, like every time you create a connection before you use it with the rest of the application. And so that might wind up being a little more fiddly than you might expect, but I'm sure we're not the first people to have this
Yeah, I'm sure
desire. And
there's
so
a way.
we'll find some way to do it. It just means it's just like
Programming.
it's definitely its own project, so we need an issue for it. And
Okay.
so the question is kind of like, do we create an issue for the broker and an issue for the directory? Or because we kind of want them to be done a samey sort of way, one would hope, would we do the same issue for both of them? Or just have one block the other so we can decide on how we want to do it? Or I don't know, or just have two issues and whatever happens, happens. I don't.
So I'm going to create an issue that's a spike called, considered database. What do you call this? Database separation. I don't know. Tenant separation. Database separation. For the broker and for directory, and I'll just put that in the backlog. And for now, I'm going to just create its own database and point it at
Maybe per application schema.
that. Postgres schema. How about Spike? Consider using Postgres schema for directory and broker.
Sure.
Something like that. You can rename it if you want.
That's right. As long as it maybe just that some details in the description, they're just like, hey, we want to use the same database. They clobber each other.
Yeah.
Schema, maybe. And then we'll go from there.
Thanks for creating that, Ian. I appreciate it.
So would you say, Jason, if I could say the directory is trying or is crashing into the broker's migrations? I don't know how to describe it exactly. Trying to execute broker's migration. Yeah.
The directory and database, or sorry, the directory and broker both default to the public schema, and there is a collision with their migration versioning.
Great. Thank you.
And they can't be relied on to share a table namespace. And it's desirable to use the same database because MetaTV. But since we're a ways off from doing reporting, this isn't necessarily a priority in terms of we need this right away. It's just something we need to do before we get it kind of flowing nicely in production or towards production.
Yeah, don't want to lose track of it.
Yeah, exactly. This is where Jira is really actually worth the hassle of Jira being Jira. It's an issue we want to track.
All right. Should I sign this to anyone or just leave it unsigned?
Can you leave it unsigned, but do you mind just dropping a note to Jakob, or I can if you just send me the link to the ticket, just so that I'm trying to give him a little update on how the, what we discuss in these meetings, so I'll just let him know that we created that. Please and thank you.
Yep, I will put it in the reshare dev channel.
Okay, perfect. Ian, any other updates or anything you want to talk about? You're muted if you're trying to talk to us, but or if you don't have anything, that's okay too.
I just was said that I don't have anything else.
Okay. All righty. Jason, how are things going when you're able to distract yourself from real life?
So unfortunately, work is also stressful. I'm a little flustered with the UI stuff. I have a stub of a branch where it's currently semi-messy, and I maybe want to tidy it a bit more. But I can run the broker locally using a kind of a fake Okapi mock so that the UI can see it, because we don't have it running. Although I see just now there's now a module descriptor that's in a PR that, like at 8:59, I got added as a reviewer. So that should enable us to get it running on the Reshare 2 dev system. So I won't have to run this crazy proxy thing and can use like real Reshare, which is nice. Anyhow, so I have it displaying a list of patron requests and some of the information about them, or like what little information is passed through in this API. And I have a kind of butchered version of the create request form that you can use to create a request. So we have the beginnings of something, but I do want to start into the like having something happen when you click on a request. And that's a bit of a whole ball of wax because of the way the UI is. And I'm just trying to disentangle some kind of a clear-ish path through. I think I'm going to maybe just have it display the actions before it necessarily lets you perform them, and then have that as the next step. Actually having the back end in place on the dev system will be a help for that. But yeah, I will try and get something set up. And then once, and this is actually, it's good to see that the module descriptor is there. So once I get the very beginnings of that set, I can try to finalize that onto a V2 branch and then work with Ian to deploy that branch onto Reshare 2 so that we can actually have a system in place for development where everything comes together So even if we can't do that locally and in CI, we can at least do it somewhere. And that's progress, I guess. Yeah, was chatting with Ian about that stuff, the directory there. Also, I'm a little confused where it's like locally, I'm not sure how it's getting the password. Like there's an environment variable for where to connect to the database, and I'm somehow populating it, and I don't see how. So that's kind of a mystery, but it turned out not to be related to what we need at the moment, which was that schema separation. So I might just leave that alone for now. But that might rear its head again. Talk to David a bit about this permissions situation. That wound up being a huge goose chase. So it turns out there's this request that gets made. Like if you just reload a reshare page where you're already logged in because you've got a token stored, it makes a request to the users, BL underscore users. I can't even remember. Business logic, I guess. These modules are crazy. Slash underscore self. I forget what the underscore means. And that returns a list of permissions, but that's not the list of permissions the UI uses, as it turns out. Because that one just has what's assigned to the user directly, as opposed to what permissions are contained in some of those permission sets. Like it doesn't expand it out all the way. But when you log in, that's when it gets that. And it turns out the UI actually caches that in local storage. And so that's where the real permissions live. And so now David and I are on the same page as to here's where you can check to see if you've really gotten rid of that permission. And armed with that information, he was able to narrow it down to which permission set is actually giving the permission that toggles the create button. And it's confirmed that yes, if you actually get rid of everything that gives that permission and the user no longer has that permission for real, that the create button disappears. So that all seems to work and is kind of fully in the realm of DevOps at this point, unless there's some permission set definition somewhere we need to change. And I don't know, maybe that's worth mentioning on the Folio channel just so people have a sense of where the UI gets the permissions. I don't know. I was kind of surprised it's in local storage, but maybe that's just me.
That seems like quite the goose chase. But I'm glad that it seems like you've hit a good spot with that good resolution.
Or maybe it's just me that's confused. I don't know. But yeah, it was for me a goose chase indeed. I think that's probably all. And yeah, just moving along, trying to get some kind of a reshare to thing going. I also owe some more questions on the reshare dev channel so that we can get some communication going on some of the finer points of this. So I will try to focus on that as well.
Okay, great. Tara also, she wanted me to ask you about this. Oh, well, she literally just sent me a message and put a message on here, but I guess this still needs a little bit of work. So I don't, it sounds like I need to put this out of in review, but back into progress. But I don't know if you had a chance to look at this yet. Probably not. So, but I don't, yeah, I don't think we can cancel this one yet or call it done. So, unfortunately. But yeah, sorry about that. Sorry to throw in another curveball here. Okay. Anything else, Jason? Sorry.
Well, I see that one and I think, oh, I think I noticed that when it was doing the translation. And I was like, oh, that's not quite what they put. And then I looked into it and that's just the plural. And since the English is ILL preferred namespaces, I don't know. I'll ask her. No, nothing else, sir.
Why does it seem like this ticket is the ticket that is it's like the gift that keeps on giving or whatever. Okay. Sorry about that. Yeah, let me or Tara know if you end up having more questions about that. But I guess for now we can circle back to Ian. Or not Ian, Kurt, sorry, I can't keep my brain on today.
Okay, so you want me to talk about what I'm doing?
Yes, please.
Okay, yeah. All right, so I actually didn't get anything done on Friday. I'm either going to try to make those hours up or just like mark it as a vacation day because I was spending so much time with trying to get storm prep and the generator working and stuff like that. It just completely washed out my day. I am still working on Crosslink 198, which is to build this API endpoint for the state model render. So I've got, I've got the YAML updated with the new schemas and stuff like that and the endpoints. And I'm just trying to get the linkages built and go. So I'm having to kind of refresh some of my pathways for how the interface implementation works and stuff like that. But I am it is starting to roll along pretty well, so I'm hoping to have that at least in a state to where I can pass it over to Jakob for code review for that and hopefully be usable soon.
You're talking about this one. You think you might
Yes.
have it ready for him to review. Did
Yeah, pretty hopefully soon. Yeah. I got that
Okay.
covered. Yeah. So
Okay. So it sounds like that's moving along when you're able to buckle into it, but it's just like a lot still.
yeah, I mean it's well, I mean it's not crazy. It's just just even though I've done some work on the directory stuff with Go, I'm still pretty new to it, so I'm just running into that every now and again, like, oh, okay, how would I do this in Go, and then having to proceed from there, so.
Okay.
And it's even not just like how do we do this from Go, but then like how do we generally want to do this when we run into this common-ish situation at index data in Go?
Yeah.
When we have like many options to choose from, or it's like, well, what do we prefer?
Yeah, it definitely lets you kind of build your own way. So.
Yeah, they're kind of all about that.
But at least, you never have to really guess at what's happening.
Yeah, you can usually find it in the repo right there in front of
Yeah.
you. So are you still feeling like you're like even though it's a lot different than what you had been using and it's a new language and stuff, it seems like a decent like pivot.
Yeah, I think so. I don't. I'm not despairing or anything like that. It's just kind of the acclimation period. That's all.
Absolutely.
It does feel like every time I go back and forth between ModRS and something that we built in Go, it is like a major brain switch just because they're so different in
Oh yeah.
philosophy, I guess. It's I don't know.
It's polar opposites, practically.
It is what it is, but it is a little weird sometimes. But I guess I'll be glad when we're just doing one thing. But we're never going to be doing just one thing, but fewer things than we have right now. Because going between, it's like going between Groovy and then Go, and then every now and then I'll jump into react, for the front end stuff, and then it's different, like three different brains you gotta have.
Yep. I know the feeling. And guess what? We're not going to get rid of Groovy because we're going to take on the
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, oh boy. I mean,
Wait, what?
I saw that Seb kind of slipped that in as like, oh, by the way, we got this. Oh boy.
I mean, good for us as a company, but like, ouch.
Yeah.
I missed that one. Where was that
He
announced?
mentioned it at the last meeting, I believe, the last I think it was at the last PM call or whatever, but I think it was just really brief, right?
So,
Yeah.
we're the maintainers of that software?
We're
We might
no,
become.
we're basically, I
Yeah.
think they're tired of dealing with KN for it, so they're
Oh my
kind of higher
God.
us too.
Oh boy.
I
Okay.
know.
Yeah.
It's like,
This is.
can we pick up Folio's most hated software that
Yeah,
constantly needs intervention?
it's like if you're like mechanics, right? This is like the car that like give them the FU quote because you
Right,
don't want to touch
exactly. Yeah, this is crazy. Okay. All
It's
right.
that love-hate relationship because, of course, it creates a lot of business for the mechanics.
Yeah.
But oh, you don't want to deal with it.
Right.
I think the understanding there was that we were not going to be adding features or whatever else.
Right, I think
We're
it's
just
just
going to be
keep the
like
lights on,
keeping the
right?
lights on,
Yeah.
exactly. And so, like, if they need to know something or there's like some like bug that's like preventing their operations entirely, then we can go in and do that. And if there's some like super severe vulnerability, like Log4j level, sure, we can go in and try to make a minimal patch.
Well, I also
But we're not
suspect
going to
if
be
there's
like,
any changes that need to be made to like for any releases, right, to be compliant or something, don't we? Or I don't know.
yeah, but then that's that only goes so far, right? Because as soon as they start requiring like whole ass major versions that need entirely different APIs and stuff, then it's like major surgery. This we're basically not equipped to do. But
We'll have to see what's been promised.
oh God, I yeah,
Anyway, that's neither here nor there, so.
exactly. But something to look forward to, right?
Right, yeah.
Do you know like what the timeline on that project is by
I
chance?
don't have a clue. Maybe it'll come up in the meeting today.
Okay. I feel like that's one that I keep hearing like trickles of, but I have like actual no idea what it's about, so I'll be curious. Okay. Is there anything else you want to touch on?
No, nothing really. After I get through with this thing for Crosslink, I was gonna work on the closed manual thing that we wanted to do for ZFL.
Oh yeah, perfect. Okay. Yeah, that's a good thing to have queued up, I guess. And then I assume Jakob will, have something else that would be useful or like a next step on the go work for you, so I can check in with him about that.
Right.
More, what is this? That's idle though, 264. Yeah, okay. So I just wanted to touch on two things that we've all talked about already. One, or well, maybe not everyone, but this issue's placing requests in Trove Dev. Thanks, Ian, for taking care of that. I now have a still an ongoing issue with that, but I think it's a broker question, so I'm trying to get Jakob to take a look at it, but I still can't get a request over to the new school, but it's saying that they're closed today, even though I have no idea why that would be the case. So, nothing really to discuss here. I was going to ask Jakob about it if he was here, but and then this Minlink out of sync request. Thank you guys for all your suggestions yesterday. I'm going to talk with them at 11 today and find out what they want to do next. And Hopefully we can apply those other indices, and we'll see. What else we might find here, but I don't think there's anything really to discuss there yet either. So, unless anybody had an epiphany last night while they were just thinking about Minutex.
I mean, just like getting those indexes in there and clearing out whatever stale requests that we don't need kicking around seems like pretty low hanging fruit.
Yeah, about the stale requests or like the terminal requests, we would just be deleting them from like the reshare tenants, like from the whatever feeds that, not from MetaDB. Like they would still be able to report on them.
That would be the hope, yeah. Unless MetaDB like syncs to delete. So I don't know that you'd want to confirm that.
Yeah, and
Think that'd be weird if they did.
they also, one of their other ideas was just to anonymize the requests. This was unrelated to the current issues that they're having, but like they wondered if they could just like remove the patron data but keep the request history. But regardless, like we need to like try to get the volume out of like the production system, even if we leave
Right.
it in some fashion for them to report on. But I'll bring it up again today. They've been wanting to do that anyway, so I think this, if we can tie it into solving this issue, that would be great.
But then it's like, does that reduce their enthusiasm for like a more complete solution for that kind of thing? If we kind of like what I'm thinking of for this would just be like a cron job that hits the databases directly and stuff, and it's just like a shell script or something. That we may actually want something a little more sophisticated ultimately for like the overall software having this kind of retention policy and stuff. And so is there some issue that you jeopardize their like if we have a plan where we're going to try to have the reshare community fund like a whole project to do retention policy stuff, and they have this like a little cron job that we built to fix their immediate issue, and they're like, hey, it's good enough.
I think that's a fair question, but I also kind of think as like a library software like company that we like I feel like this request cleanup or archiving or at least stripping the patron data should be like included in the product, but we'll see what I think they would still fund like a or would contribute to funding for a more robust solution, but they
Well,
clearly need
this won't
the
do that anyways. This won't do that
right.
part anyways. So maybe that's
Yeah.
the answer exactly. It's that, yeah, we're just doing this to get the stuff out of the production system.
Yeah.
Do you think that would be as straightforward as I think it is, Ian?
Sorry, I was creating a database. What would be the straightforward?
The opposite, deleting a database. Specifically having a cron job to delete
Oh.
requests that are in terminal states that were last updated more than 6 months ago, say.
No, I don't think that would be super straightforward.
Oh, it wouldn't?
No, I mean, well, maybe, I don't know. There's a bunch of like patron request audit stuff, and
But you would cascade it.
yeah, I understand. There's a bunch of related tables, so yeah, it's just something we'd have to test. But let's get these indexes created because. I don't know, maybe I'm just a little frustrated with people dragging their feet on letting us do any kind of maintenance, but
Yeah, what is that?
it wouldn't take a long time to release a new version and deploy it and create indexes. So let's do that and see how it works, and then we'll tackle the next thing.
I
Yeah.
mean, if you were to just for just that one tenant create those indexes,
I can
is
create them by
that
hand, but I think last time we did
will
this,
that trip up the
did not
migration?
cheat. Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. I don't know if we have like a maintenance window or anything we can work with, but or just I guess you're gonna talk to Nick today and see what he thinks.
Yeah, like he did, he kind of oh, that's another question I have for you actually. He did kind of he asked like why we weren't using the Sunday window for the Postgres updates, and I was like like this was deemed emergency maintenance, but like also we've heard that most reshare customers don't like to have, especially like the queue or like a reshare release update on the weekend. And so I'm gonna talk to them about that too, because maybe Minlink would prefer if we always just did it on the weekend. He asked me a bunch of questions about this Postgres downtime and like what would happen like if in ViewFind and or like starting on their website, which also just links to ViewFind during that window, and if they like would hit a static page. I was like, I don't think we usually do that. And so I just wonder if you have any thoughts about this, or if you could add any thoughts about it, that would be fantastic.
ViewFind is, I can make it statically gone, but it's, it'll work. It's not going to go down or anything like that. So will it be a static page and what does it look like? I would probably just put a banner on there and I can turn off requesting.
Okay. So they could still access the site and like search and stuff. They just wouldn't be able to request.
Yeah.
Okay. That might be a best option, I think. If there's concerns about requests getting created during that window, which sounds like it would be.
Does ViewFind have an ability for patrons to create like a list so they can have, here's stuff that I would have requested, but reshare's down? And
Yes.
then they can just, okay, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't. I don't know. Again, like this is not going to take. I mean, originally we did say it was going to take a long time, but it's not going to take very long since we're just doing it in place. So I don't know. I'm retiring from scheduling things, but whatever they want to do, I will update the database whenever they want me to. And it would be cool
I
if.
also think it's in their interest in general to try not to stack all the changes all at once, because that adds complexity to the upgrade and increases the chances that something happens, and then also increases the time it takes to figure out what happened because we did 90 things at once.
Yeah, well,
So,
I'll try to see if they can just agree to letting us do the 30-minute window for the indices, like,
do we
early
know it will be that
morning.
fast?
That was Ian's estimate.
My estimate, yeah. I
Okay.
mean.
Okay. Because like it, these are large tables, and it has to do stuff to index them, presumably. So.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, maybe they would be up for an early morning or a weekend upgrade to get that in place, because that seems like the next most logical thing for this out of sync request. So
Yeah, I mean, I guess I have a super strong feeling, but I just think if they're truly in a, oh, our trust is eroding and we have no, we're panicking,
yeah.
I don't want to like, that's the next thing that we want to try. I don't want to throw a bunch of other random stuff at it before we try that. So if they want to try it, if it's an emergency and they want us to do that, let's do it. Or if it's not really
Okay.
an emergency and it's not that big a deal, then we can wait. But.
Yeah, I suspect they'll want to do it. I was just trying to save you having to do a bunch of one-off like upgrades, but or updates or maintenance windows, but it sounds like maybe it's simpler just to do them
Yeah, I mean, for this, I prefer like if it's a rush, let's just schedule it soon and I'll do it. But whatever. I don't really care, I guess, what they want to do.
Okay. Well, I'll let you know after the call today and what they want to proceed with. Anything else, guys? Alrighty. Have a good day, and I will talk to you soon, I'm sure.
All right, thank you all.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Yeah. Thank you.